The name of the patient is Alma Gonzalez. The last name is G-O-N, Z like in Zulu, A-L like in Lima, E, Z like in Zulu, Gonzalez. First name, A-L-M-A, Alma. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old Mexican-American female that has a very strong family history of diabetes mellitus, that has suffered with that disease for a lengthy period of time. It has been insulin dependent, who has also compromised with some changes in the eyes, whether or not the patient had exudates or bleeding or macular degeneration is unknown, but for some time the patient was receiving eye injections. Period. The patient ran out of insurance and couldn't afford the treatments in the eyes. Period. The patient was deteriorating progressively. She became weak, tired, with general malaise. And in the latter part of November of 2021, the patient went to the office. Excuse me. The patient went to the emergency room, where she was found with an ASARCA, with acute kidney injury. The creatinine was about 4.1, and the patient had a proteinuria of 13 grams. Period. A kidney biopsy was done because of the overwhelming proteinuria, and the diagnosis was consistent with diabetic retinopathy, RPS class 4. There was some degree of tubular injury, severe glomerulosclerosis. 68% of the glomerular were compromised, and there was interstitial fibrosis of 30%, and mild arterionephrosclerosis. The patient was started in renal replacement therapy. She has a catheter in the right internal jugular vein, and she's in the process of being referred for a permanent vascular access to Sarasota. Period. It is very unlikely that the patient recovers the kidney function. The most likely situation is that she's going to be chronic patient, period. The patient could be a candidate for peritoneal dialysis, however. The patient underwent a hernia resection that became infected, and she has a significant amount of scar tissue in the abdomen. Whether or not the patient is colonized with the bacteria, specifically MRSA, is unknown. Period. In this setting, we are going to go for the permanent vascular access, and we will follow the patient at the dialysis center. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The patient was emphasized the need to follow the diet. The diet is not only diabetic diet. The patient is eating four corn tortillas per meal, which is an excessive amount of carbohydrates. She was advised to use one per meal and decrease the carbohydrate content in the diet, low sodium diet, with a fluid restriction of 1,000 cc in 24 hours. Period. The patient was evaluated from the cardiovascular point of view with an echocardiogram that has an ejection fraction of 55%, and there was evidence of end-diastolic dysfunction. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, obesity that is improved. The patient has a dry weight of 99 kilos. Hyperlipidemia under therapy. Secondary hyperparathyroidism that is treated with the administration of calcitriol. Anemia associated to CKD treated with ESA and iron. We are going to follow the patient in 1 month in the office, and we'll see her weekly at the kidney center. This patient needs a lot of attention due to the fact that she has a history of infection in the abdominal wall.